Now, the United Nations Security Council has failed to adopt three separate U.S. and Russian drafted resolutions regarding the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. Russia proposed two draft resolutions, which fell short of obtaining the required 9 votes to pass. The first draft would have set up a new international investigation into the alleged attack in eastern Ghouta. Moscow's second bid backed sending a mission of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to Syria, but required the Security Council to attribute responsibility. Prior to this, Russia vetoed a U.S.-drafted resolution that would have created a new inquiry to ascertain blame for the alleged attack. Russia says the U.S.-UN motion could be a prelude to a Western strike on Syria. Meanwhile, the Russian and American ambassadors criticize each other's drafts at the Security Council meeting.
There were really only two key differences between our draft and Russia's, but those differences speak volumes. First, Russia wanted to give themselves the chance to approve the investigators who were chosen for the task. And second, Russia wanted to have the Security Council assess the findings of any investigation before any report was released. Does any of that sound independent or impartial?
Yeah, I want to once again publicly put the following question to you. Why do you need the mechanism? What do you need this for when you have already appointed the guilty party prior to the investigation? You do not need the investigation. You do not want to hear anything. You do not want to hear the fact that no traces of a chemical attack were found in Douma. You have simply been looking for a pretext all this time.
Nebenzia asked Washington to refrain from the plans that is developing for Syria, warning that they were at the threshold of, quote, very sad and serious events. The U.S. has threatened military intervention in Syria over the alleged chemical attack in eastern Ghouta. Washington and its allies blame the Syrian government for the alleged attack, which is said to have taken place in the town of Douma on Saturday. The Syrian government, along with Russia, has said that there was no such chemical attack. Meanwhile, Syria says it will fully cooperate with a fact-finding mission invited by Damascus to investigate the alleged chemical attack in eastern Ghouta.
The Syrian Arab Republic welcomes the visit of the FFM, and it stands ready to fully cooperate and provide all forms of assistance for this mission, undertaking its functions and guarantees the safety of its members, and it will facilitate the interviewing sampling in accordance with the terms of reference.
Addressing members of the United Nations Security Council, Syrian Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari said Damascus looks forward to the mission, doing its work with transparency and professionalism and relying on credible evidence. He slammed the United States, France, and Britain for what he called sponsoring terrorism in his country. Jafari also accused the three countries of causing the joint mechanism to fall in its previous probes of chemical attacks by politicizing the work. The Syrian envoy condemned the presence of U.S. troops in his country and pledged to defend the sovereignty of Syria. Political commentator Andrei Vlechek says the United States and its allies seek to attack Syria directly because they have failed to defeat the Syrian army by supporting terrorists.
All this is, again, appearing a little bit like before the invasion of Iraq, doesn't it? When suddenly there is a smoking gun which nobody can somehow see or identify. Russia is clearly inviting, Syrian government also is clearly inviting the investigators to come and see and draw the objective and professional conclusions. And that's exactly what the West does not want. They want confrontation. There is a mobilization already of forces. Before anything is proven, actually, the West is preparing to attack the totally independent and a country which it already tortured for so many years through its allies and through its proxies. So the next is, unfortunately, probably the confrontation and attack against Damascus directly from the West, because all the terrorism that they were supporting before had failed. You know, their proxies had failed. Both Syria and Russia, but also with the help of Hezbollah and the help of Iran, actually managed to defeat, these forces were defeated by the coalition of the countries that came to rescue of Syria.